ready to go.
Yeah.
Gonna be fireworks tomorrow night. Can't wait.
Who are my brothers to me? Chandler's my little brother. He's somebody that I need to be a role model for. He's someone that I love dearly. Someone that I'll take care of for the rest of my life, no matter how successful he gets or how much of a man he becomes. I'm his older brother, and that's the only little brother I have. Arthur's my big brother. He's somebody that I'll honor and respect and cherish for the rest of my life. Someone that I'll try to outdo, to be honest with you. You know, I love him to death. You know, he's been a phenomenal inspiration to my life, and he's my best friend.
Make sure you don't tell f- to him.
Nah.
You have to get
to a boss.
I'm not. I'm getting involved. Yeah, ready. I'm getting ready to square it up too.
I actually told him backstage. I said, Arthur, you know, no matter what happens on stage, you make sure you're respectful and you don't say anything to my opponents.
Walking John out, you know, when they squared off, I kept getting inching closer and closer just because I'm an older brother. And I'm pretty sure John can handle his own, but it's just been that older brother, you know, I'm the protector.
You know, MMA fans hate when the third party gets involved. He said, I learned my lesson from past experiences. I won't do it again. I said, all right, cool. We had that understanding. But, yeah, Arthur's always been our protector. He's always looked after us and led the way.
He
goes, before you walk on the stage, your famous bro slapped you on your face. Did it hurt? The guy.
What is that?
He's like, no, it didn't hurt. It was just something we did for the moment.
Growing up, Arthur, we used to call him like the big teddy bear, always. He's the oldest brother. He's almost like the third parent, as you would say.
He's the leader. He's the one who got me and Chandler into sports.
Our roles are pretty much the same, you know. You know, we can always fight each other, or we can never hurt Chandler, you know, just because he was a baby. And, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, we wouldn't let anyone else hurt our little brothers. And it's like that today.
John, he used to always have a temper tantrum growing up, and he always has that short fuse. And, you know, thank God he uses it in his profession today.
I am a champion! I am a champion! I am a champion!
You know, we grew up in a low-income family, and, you know, we were told, you know, from a young age that if we applied ourselves and dedicated ourselves to our crafts, that we could get scholarships. And that was step one, is to get scholarships. And sure enough, we all got scholarships.
A lot of people wouldn't believe it if you told us that 10 or 11 years ago, growing up where we grew up and seeing where we were at.
It's been a lot of hard work, you know. It wasn't like we won the lottery or it happened overnight. It's been a lot of sweat, a lot of hours in the gym, a lot of no camera time, you know. And, yeah, you know, it's been a journey.
We rarely get a chance to be together, very rare. So for us to also all be together as one, it's a great feeling, you know, and you gotta take advantage and remember every time. Nervous before his fights than my own football games. Like right now, my hands are sweaty. I'm sweating a little bit, and I kind of get a little anxious. I start talking fast, if you can't tell by this interview. But I enjoy it. I enjoy every bit of it.
Oh, we definitely enjoy going to each other's events. I love it. You know, I get to go to a Ravens game and hang out with the Ravens fans, and then when I see Patriots fans, I'm a Patriots fan. You know, I'm a total poser.
You know, growing up together, we were always very competitive. You know, every day, we always compete at anything. And I feel like that's what brings a lot of our success.
The undisputed UFC light heavyweight champion of the world.
Hey, sir, domination.
Yeah. Proud of you. Proud of you.
John's my best friend. Chandler's my best friend. We all bond different ways.
Man, you only get one family. So, yeah, no matter whatever happens, I mean, you got the same last name, you got the same bloodline. It's a pact that'll never be broken.
And home is now wherever we are together.